Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday night's playoff showdown with the Steelers.
Okay, good to see everybody. Really appreciate you being here. Good week of practice. Had the outside work, had the inside work. We're ready to go. One announcement on the injury front. Zay Flowers is not going to be able to make it to the game this week, so he'll get started again next week, and we'll move forward with the guys we have, and we're excited about the guys we have, which is everybody else. Okay, what questions do you have?
John, in that regard, with Zay being down, do you think it's going to be more of a collective group effort as to kind of absorbing the targets, the catches, things like that?
Absolutely. It's going to be an opportunity to, we'll move guys around. Guys will play spots based on the game plan, and the ball will kind of go where it goes based on the way it unfolds in terms of how they play us, and kind of take what the defense gives you, kind of an opportunity. So we've got a lot of weapons, and Lamar will distribute that thing the way he sees fit, play to play.
John, he's part of so much that you do, even the pre-snap stuff. I mean, does his absence, to your mind, take away anything that's in your game plan?
No, we've still got all our plays, all the plays that we run. Guys will be doing them that are we feel are best suited to do the different jobs, and in this game against the opponent we're playing.
How much does it help having Justice Hill back?
I think it helps a lot. I mean, Justice is an experienced player. He's been in these games before. He's really versatile in terms of what he can do skill set wise. I mean, he can take some of those jobs you're talking about that Zay does. He's in the backfield. He's out of the backfield. You can put two backs back there. It just gives you a lot of options with Justice.
Obviously, this is a big time of year, a big game. What's kind of Zay's mentality right now, knowing that he will miss this game?
He's locked in on his rehab. I mean, he's locked in. Every time I walk in there, he's in there working on it, and we'll see how it looks next week.
John, we've asked you about the offensive line a lot throughout, even going back to the offseason, but you've been able to start the same five since, I think it's week four. And last week with McCary, I think that's about the only time anyone had missed because of health.
Right.
How valuable has it been to build that continuity, to build that cohesiveness when you're now entering that second?
Very valuable. It's important in every position. It's important in football. It's an 11 player sport. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts there, and it's always about being cohesive and being on the same page and timing. And I mean, those line blocks in there, combination blocks, the communication part of it, that's something that really builds up over time. And we work the other guys in too, in Case and those guys, but those guys having a chance to work together all season, and it was a new group, as you know. So I think that's been really, really a big part of the success there.
Coach, how are you feeling about the weather and the atmosphere come Saturday night?
Yeah, excited about the – I'm more excited about the atmosphere than the weather personally. But, I think the weather may drive the atmosphere a little bit too. It's going to be – it's just going to be great, a great environment. I expect our fans to be how they are. They'll be into it. They'll be fired up. It's going to be a night game. It's going to be cold. It's going to be dark. And our team is going to, try to play lights out. We're going to try to play the kind of football that we're capable of playing. But I think our fans will be there to help us and support us and be loud when they're supposed to be loud, I'm quite sure.
John, you've been doing this a long time. You've been to the playoffs plenty of times. I mean, do your emotions change? How going into the playoffs, understanding it's win or go home time, how do you take the new season?
Yeah, you have done this for a long time. A lot of playoff games here, a lot of playoff games as an assistant coach. 27 years now. I've been to the playoffs most all those years, And it is exciting. I mean, and I'm so fired up. It's the most exciting thing in the world to be a part of the NFL playoffs. It's the most exciting thing in the world to take that field, with an NFL team with a bunch of guys that you love. You love how committed they are. You love how much they work, how determined, dedicated they are, that are going to just lay it all out there. Whatever happens, happens. And it's tough to win. You're playing the best teams, one-game deal. It's not a seven-game series. You don't have a chance to come back the next. It might be a seven-series game. That's what it might be. You've got to find a way to make the most of every series in that game and try to find a way to win the game and figure it out as you go within the game. So, it's great. It's awesome.
The players have seemed kind of businesslike but loose when we've been around them. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you like what you're feeling from them?
I do. I see the same thing. I see exactly that, Charles. I mean, they're ready to go. They've worked hard. It's not, you know, it's we don't look at it like a new season. We look at it like an extension of the season. It's we are who we are based on what we've done and how hard we've worked, and we want to keep building on that and play our best football right now.
John, what was the focus for you guys in today's practice? I think we were maybe expected to go outside and see you guys practice in there.
Yeah, well, we were outside the first 2 days, you know, and we got all of our fast work out there, all of our timing. You know, you do get used to, you know, throwing and catching in the cold, the wind blowing the ball around, those kind of things, you know, bumping into each other as much as we can in practice in the cold. But today was an execution day. Today was a mental sweat, you know, we like to call it sometimes. And we were chasing perfect technique, perfect communication, perfect execution today.
John, with the turnover margin being such a great importance in the playoffs and just in games in general, just how do you go about teaching to pursue those without gambling or keeping technique sound?
Well, yeah, I think what you said, the last part of it right there was probably the key thing, technique sound, you know. Just focus on technique sound. Keep it simple. You know, I've heard it stated by a former Pittsburgh Steelers coach that greatness is doing the ordinary things better than everybody else. And doing the ordinary things is the techniques in football, you know, doing the football stuff, the self-evident truths, you know, whether it's, you know, ball handling or throwing and catching, exchanging, defensively tackling, punching balls out, things like that that relate to ball security or takeaways. And it's important in every game, and it's critically important in the playoffs for sure. And I'm sure they'll be locked in for it, and we'll be locked in for it too. And whichever team does a better job with that, it's going to have a better chance to win the game.
What's the meaning behind the feature there?
Good. If you look it up, Jocko Willink, I think, is the author of it. But the idea basically is you have a tough situation, good. You know, opportunity to become tougher. You know, you have a disappointment or a setback, good. Opportunity to get better, improve yourself. You know, every situation you face is an opportunity. And, you know, if you can say good, that's good because you're still breathing. You may still be bleeding, but you're still bleeding, and that's good. So that's kind of what we've had. That, along with 1-0, have been two things that we've been focusing on throughout.
John, do you guys have any players or staff affected by the fires over in L.A.?
I'm not sure. You know, my brother and his family are about 10 miles south of it right now, so I know our family does. We have a lot of friends over there, obviously, with the Chargers. So hopefully that thing gets contained. Hopefully they find some water to contain it with. What I read, they didn't have water. Well, what a shame. So our prayers will be with them for sure, and that they get that contained. A lot of people have lost a lot, unfortunately. But thanks for bringing that up. All good? All right, thanks. Yep.